I do believe that, like, you know how, I don't know how close you are with your friends, but I do believe that you can love two person in different ways. Like, just like a type of cuisine. Like, for example.
Wait, what do you mean by that though?
So,
Like that he has two people that he loves?
yeah, in different ways. They love them the same. There's always one that is more valuable to you. So being loving two person the same doesn't mean you value them the same. Like, to me. So there's different perspectives on looking at it. So at the end of the day, you always have a ranking system of who you would save first, whose life you would save first if they're like in a desperate situation. Do you know what I mean? You always have that that first person you're gonna save. So it's either your mom, your wife, or your dad, or your kid.
So this comes back to the same thing as different levels of love.
Sure, yes.
Right?
So you could word it differently, but yeah, there's always somebody that you're gonna save, more than the other one,
Right.
right?
Yes.
Yeah, but I do believe that you could be very close. Like, you it would be really hard for you to choose, like, either mom or grandma, or your dad or husband. There's always like it could be like so close. You're like, oh, do I save my kid or my mom and my dad? That, like, the train track thing. It's like, oh damn, like, this is one side is my dad and my mom, and the other side is my wife. I'm gonna let two person go for my wife. Do you know what I mean? It's like hard. So, but I do. So when you said that the husband cheated or whatever, that thing, I do believe that you could love two person very, very much, but at the end, there's always one person that you value, because you may love the other person more, but that doesn't mean you value them more. Like, the feeling that you have. Does that make sense? You're like, oh, okay, for example, I love fucking chocolate way more than I love rice, but I value rice more. Like, you know how sad it would be if I never get to eat chocolate?
Wait, you're comparing women to food right now.
Well, yeah, if you say it like that, it makes me like very misogynistic. No, but not just women, like people in general, because the whole idea, I was comparing the idea behind it, is that you women and family members or whoever, you always value somebody in a ranking. Like, you don't love all your family the same. You don't love all your friends the same. You know that, because if they're all in a life or death situation and you have to save one of them first, you can't choose all of them. You will have to choose one of them. So I'm saying that in your mind, even if you don't have that ranking, if you really think about it, you will be like, oh, my best friend, this best friend, I'm gonna save him first. Well, what about the rest of your friends? You don't care about them? It's like, no, you do. You just value this friend the most. So that's why I compare it to, like, food. It's like, you love the way you like something doesn't mean you value that thing the most. Like, it's like apple and chocolate. Like, I love chocolate more than I love apple. But if I could have one thing for the rest of my life, I'm like, oh, maybe I value apple more if I have to choose chocolate or apple, because then I think apple is more health beneficial to me, and I could probably eat apple every day, and it tastes okay. It doesn't taste as good as chocolate, but it's just for me in the long run. So I value apple more. But if you say right now, yeah, I love both of them. Do you know what I'm saying? But when it comes down to it, like, if you have to give up one. Yeah, so I'm saying that it's with the situation with people is the same thing. You could love people the same, but when it comes down to it, you value one of them more. Yeah.
But I'm saying, so you would be understanding of if you found out later after your
Like, my
wife.
wife? Yeah, I've told her this, but I would be sad, not the fact that she's had a different relationship with somebody. I'll be sad that she didn't tell me. That sucks, because I thought we had a good enough relationship where she's like, because I told her this, like, if I'm like, if you if I was I was like, if you love somebody more and you would be happy with them more, then you should do that. because then I'll be happy for you. So that'll make me sad if I thought our relationship was based on, like, you know, like that. Like, you could just tell me whatever the thing is and I'll be happy for you. But I would also understand, but this is what I would regret. I would regret, not regret, like, I would be like, the thing that will hurt me the most is like, what, like, I wonder if she would value me more or the other guy. So at the end, I know that you love that other guy more, but did you value me more or him? Well, at the end of the day, it didn't matter if she valued him more, but I wouldn't know. That's what would bug me. It's not the fact that she was with another guy. It's the fact that, oh, fuck it. Did you value me more or him? Like, that would make me sad. Like, not knowing, but knowing it, that would hurt me too if she valued that other person more. Mm-hmm. Because I don't think anybody does, but I don't want to be valued less than another person. Even if you love that person more, that would bug me because I'm like, damn it, like, she loves that person so much more. But if at the end of the day she values me, then I feel okay. I'm like, okay, that's fine, because I'm more important to her in life. Okay. Even though because if she loves the other person more, that means that I can't give her something. I can't give her this part of the thing that this other guy can.
Yeah.
Like, for example, maybe like the height. His height and maybe, or his intelligence or how he makes her laugh. I can't give her that because I can't just fucking grow 5 more inches, or I can't like control how my humor is. But if she could get that somewhere else and she loves that and she appreciates that more than she appreciates me, then I could understand, like, okay, he does something different than I do. So she loves that about him. But at the end of the day, like, we have a child together or family together and our history together, and she values me more, then I'll be like, okay, that's fine. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But so then would you be open to her still being with that guy though? Like,
yeah.
She values you more,
yeah.
Obviously.
If she values me more, if she didn't die yet and she values the other person more, mm-hmm. then I don't know. That's really hard to say. Like, I don't know if I would be still be in a relationship. I think I would not be in a relationship because I like to be valued, and that's very important to me, is to be valued and to be special and valued. So if I'm only like, we don't have to see each other more than you see the other guy, but if you value me more, that's all I care about. But if you value me less than the other guy, I might not be in the relationship, but I will still have that will make me sad. Mm-hmm. But it depends on what it is. Like, what did you value me less? Like, what do you appreciate about me? What do you dislike about me? Like, everything comes into play in that. But I would be okay if the scenario is that she values me more and she loves me, we have a great time, and she just loves the other guy. Yeah, I'll be okay with it. Because this is why. The reason why is because I provide her something that nobody else in the world can give her. So much so that she doesn't want to lose me and ever. So that means if I would say, hey, don't ever be with that guy again, she would cut him off. But that will make her sad because she really appreciates the guy for certain things. Does that make sense?
It makes sense, but yours is just about value, like how much she values you. But so it doesn't bother you the fact that she gets other things from the other guy?
No, because the reason why is, well, in the beginning, probably, I'm like, oh, fuck, like, he does this better than I do, whatever. But I know how special our relationship is that for her to be like, if I say, but that's what I'm saying, because I still have the control. Because if she values me the most, I could be like, don't talk to that guy ever again. She will not, because she don't want to lose me.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But I wouldn't do that to her,
so
because
would,
that's how...
You would let her...
Yeah, I would let her. Because the thing is, I value her just as much, and I want her to be just as happy. So you do you. Because if I go, don't do that ever, that means I don't want her to be happy. I'm selfishly, I just want her for me. Because the reason why is because I value her so much so, and I care about this person so much that I want this person to be as happy as possible, whatever you do. And they value me the same because I give them something nobody else can give them. And that's something that you cannot change. Like, you can't get me anywhere else in the world. So that's why I'm okay with you doing anything else. Does that make sense?
No, it makes sense. It's just, I don't think a lot of people would agree with, because it's like, well, if you value me so much, then why do you even need this person?
Not need. You value me so much, but I can't give you what the other person can give you. For example, if I don't have legs, right? If I don't have legs, I'm disabled. Like, I only have knees. My legs got blown off or whatever, like in the army or whatever the thing is. Okay. I don't have legs. So I'm always in a wheelchair.
Okay.
You love me, my personality, my drive, my passion. You love my family. You love how I make you laugh, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I can never hold your hands and walk down a street and swing your arms like a normal person could do. You can never get that from me. But you love the feeling of a guy that can hold your hand and walk down the street. If you know that if you're with another guy, it would hurt me because I can't do that, right? It would hurt me. So you don't do that. But if your urge of holding somebody else's hand is higher than am I hurting me, if your love language, if you prioritize physical touch, quality time first, and you just need somebody to hold your hand and to walk down the street at same eye level so much more, because I can't give you that. That person can, right? I would want you to be happy because I know how much you love that thing. I cannot give you that experience because I don't have legs. But then if you love that so much, I want you to be happy. I want you to be able to experience that as a human being, because if you don't do that, that means I'm robbing you from that experience.
So it's very specific things. It's not like, what if it's... Okay. So obviously, having sex, like, let's say this guy can perform way better.
The same thing as legs.
So
I can't fuck you as well, mm-hmm. or I can't give you the same sexual experience as this guy can. You guys just connect in that, but you don't like his humor, you don't like his family, you don't like how he talks to you, but the sex is just amazing. Pure, yeah. Just pure sex. Uh-huh. Then you should do that. I can't give you that. I would be okay with that because what I have, you can't replace. Because at the end of the day, you don't choose him. You don't want to be with him. You don't want to have a conversation with him. You don't want to connect with him. You don't want anything that he has besides sex. So I give you more. And to again, everybody's value is different. Some people's value is like, oh, sex is my number one. My thing is not sex number one. My thing is connection. My thing is value first. So, but if your thing, for example, if my thing is sex first, that's what I'm saying. If I look at like how we communicate first, like how we are able to communicate with each other first, if I value that most and that other person. So what I wouldn't want is that if she finds somebody else that she could connect with more, then I would be upset. Then I wouldn't want that. But at the end of the day, if I value that most and she connects with somebody else more and she values that person more, yeah, then I'll be devastated because I value a connection the most. Does that make sense? So you say sex because for everybody it's always sex, sex, sex. And I understand that. But it's, so it, the thing is, if I value sex the most, if I pride myself being like, oh, I fucked her the best, and she also values that most, like if we have the same value for sex and that other person can do it more, yeah, then I would be very sad. But then I would not be in that relationship because she found somebody that values sex the most, and so do I. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, but that's why I'm saying, since it's not your top thing, yours is obviously...
Yeah, so it's okay. Why would I care? But why would I care?
Because it's like... everybody cares. If you, in the majority of the world, people care if is with another person.
Right.
For any particular reason.
Yeah.
Whether it's sex or communication or...
Yeah.
Yeah, quality time, whatever it is. Like,
right.
It's like, well, you can't get all of that from me.
Yeah.
But you're willing, like, it's okay to get it from someone else, even though that they value you more.
Is
what you're saying.
100%. 100%. That, I wouldn't be ecstatic about it, but if that's the person that you are, then it's fine. Because then I'm stopping you from you being the happiest person. Like, why would you be less happy?
But you know, okay, think about it from like the other majority of people's perspective though. Like, nobody would be thinking it to the point of that they're stopping you from being the happiest person. It's just like...
Yeah, but isn't that the truth?
I guess, but it's like...
What do you mean you guess? What's wrong about it?
Because like, people are thinking...
That's selfish.
You're going to be the happiest with me because obviously...
How
we connected.
Yeah, but
because it's all about connection. Like, if you obviously wanted to get married to someone, that person is like the one. That's, you know,
what. But that is so general and that's so narrow-minded.
Isn't that the majority of people?
Yeah, it is. But does that mean that's correct?
It doesn't mean that it's correct, but I'm saying like more people relate in that aspect. Like, people don't.
Yeah, because that's the system.
Yeah, but people don't see to think like, oh, I'm stopping that person from being
happiest. But shouldn't they?
I don't know.
What do you mean? But wouldn't you want somebody you love to be the happiest instead of like being like, no, don't do it because you love me?
But wouldn't... Okay, so you're... Yeah, it does come to, I guess, selfishness in a sense because...
In a sense or all of it?
Okay, in all of it. By saying like... I want you to be happy, but it's like, why can't you be all happy with me?
Because I don't have legs. You can't give me legs.
You're stuck on one thing. I'm just talking about in general. Like,
what do you mean?
Like,
but people have different needs, right?
People have different needs, yeah.
But yeah, so if I don't have legs...
You get your main needs that you need from that one particular person that you're with.
What do you mean main needs?
You have a main need, as in you value and connection.
Right. So yeah. So depending on each person is so different, and the level of wanting certain needs is different as well. So if you really don't care about holding somebody else's hand with legs, then you wouldn't mind it. But if your level of, oh, I really want to hold somebody's hands with legs, like that experience, that high, then you would go and look for it. So it depends on everybody. Yeah, like when you married me, you say that, oh, even if I don't have legs and you don't care, then you don't care. But when you married me, you said, hey, I love everything about you, but I still feel like I still crave the feeling of holding somebody's hand with legs. Then if your urge is really high, then that's how you feel. And I want you to be happy. I could go like, hey, don't hold somebody else then because you fucking love me. I could, if your urge for that is really high and I say, don't do it, you would not do it, but you're sad that you can't do that. And you could cope with it. You could be like, okay, well, it's fine. Like, I'll be sad, but I love this person so much, I just won't do it. Yeah. And I'll be like, okay, that's cool.
But isn't that the majority of people then?
Yeah, sure.
People are usually like that.
People are usually like that. That the idea of that is usually, but a divorce is over 50%. So who's lying? Somebody's lying.
Well, it's people change. People change.
Exactly. That's why the divorce rate is over 50%, because people change.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the majority.
That's why, like, people won't be, even if they value you more,
uh-huh,
but they needed that, like, that need met that you couldn't provide.
Yeah.
They're going to go find it, right?
Yeah, they're going to go find it, yeah.
But I'm saying majority of people, and probably why divorce rates happen, is because they don't think the same way as you do.
Where yeah, because they're like, oh, yeah, and it's traditional thinking, which I understand. They go like, oh, you know, this person, I'm sad because they don't love me. It's like, no, they love you. It's just that they need other needs met that you can't give them. Just like the legs thing. Like, it's really clear. Like, yeah. I don't have legs, so I can't give you that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But most people go, but does it make sense? Yeah, of course. Most people are very, tunnel vision and go like, oh, this person don't like me because they look for somebody else. I'm gone. Yeah, but you're not taking time to consider what she could give you. Like, actually, a comic, when we're talking in a group, and she gave me that perspective. I was like, that's fucking crazy. I have never thought about that. And that changed my mind.
I guess. I don't know. It's just different because people don't think that it's...
People don't think people could go to the moon or Mars or build a cheaper rocket.
Those are all the extremes. And
yeah, but that's the thing. This is an extreme as well. This is an extreme. This is the exception. Because most people think that there's no way to go to the moon or Mars or build a EV car. Most people don't think that. Most people don't think that humans can fly. But the exception the exception is what's the most beautiful, and what we should strive for is that for a more evolved life in any aspect. Because the traditional thinking is so old. And it's so systematic. It's like,
Wouldn't you say that's more like polygamy then, in a sense?
What do you mean?
Because you want all your needs met. And so...
Well, depending on the people. Some people don't need all the needs met. Some people just go, oh, I just need this need met. And I'm okay with that.
If we're thinking about the system of what you're saying, uh-huh, we should be open and be like, well, if I really love this person, why am I stopping them from being happy?
Yeah.
So then wouldn't everybody try to find... Because well, not there's everybody. Not that one... There's not that just, like, everybody is missing something, right? Because nobody entirely perfect for that person. So, like, if they do go with the system of thinking, well, I want to find someone else that can meet these needs, essentially isn't that, like, just trying to find as many people that could fit every type of need that you need?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I don't think most people think even this in depth about it. I think they just go, the very traditional thinking is like, oh, I'm with this person, so I'm with this person. And if I find somebody else's life, that's where I'm going to go. That's why divorce rate is so high. But yeah. I do think that for some people, but that's the thing. Like, I'm not saying that, oh, you, because not, I think the percentage of people that wants to find everybody for something that needs met, it's so little. Because most people are not built that way.
Right.
Yeah, but it have the urge so extreme that they need all of their needs met. Nobody have that time anyways. And if they do, then there is somebody for that person. It's just like, you know, there's somebody for someone. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because not everybody's built that way. If the whole world is like that, that'll be crazy. But yeah, most of the people, they don't, you know, they're a little more simple and a little more, you know. But I think that for the people who are more like, oh, I want my different needs met from different people, there will be somebody that would appreciate that and feel the same way. And if they don't, then it's okay, because nobody really has an answer. So then maybe they'll be in a relationship for 10, 20 years or whatever, and they decide, hey, I appreciate you, but it's just something that within me is just not good now. Then you could just look for other people. Yeah, because nothing's for certain. Death is certain. That's the only thing. Marriage is not certain. Nothing is certain. And yeah, so I just think that it's just, yeah, it's all perspective. Yeah. Thank you.